Iraqi forces backed by coalition air power have launched an offensive to liberate the western part of Mosul from the so-called Islamic State. Government forces retook several villages south of the city Sunday as they moved toward the airport. Last month, they secured the eastern half of Mosul. The city is the last IS stronghold in Iraq and has been in the hands of the jihadists since June 2014.
UN envoy to Syria Staffan de Mistura has questioned President Trump's engagement on solving the Syrian conflict. Addressing the Munich Security Conference, the UN envoy said it's unclear where the U.S. now stands on Syria. He also made an appeal for a comprehensive political solution to the country's conflict.
So bottom line, if you want to defeat Daesh, we need, even if it looks complicated, even if it looks remote, a political, inclusive, credible solution in Syria. And that's the challenge.
A bomb blast at a busy market in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has killed at least 34 people and injured more than 50 others. A car parked near a restaurant exploded when shoppers and traders were gathered inside the Kawo Godi market. It was the first major attack since Somalia's new president was elected on February 8th. The people of Ecuador are choosing a new president in an election that could see the country swing to the right. Outgoing President Rafael Correa hopes his ally, Lenin Moreno, can continue his leftist policies. Polls suggest a tight race between Moreno and his leading rival, the conservative ex-banker Guillermo Lasso. Economic issues and concerns about corruption have dominated the campaign. Thousands took to the streets of Belarus on Sunday to protest against attacks on citizens who work less than half the year. It was one of the largest demonstrations in recent years under the authoritarian rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. The decree known as the Law Against Social Parasites requires violators to pay around 240 euros in compensation for lost taxes. Belarus has been mired in recession for the past 2 years. A SpaceX Falcon rocket blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida Sunday morning. The unmanned spaceship is carrying food and supplies for six astronauts at the International Space Station. SpaceX landed the booster rocket back at the launch pad 9 minutes later.